This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One of the most magnificent passages of the Quran that talks about Ibadur Rahman, the servants of Allah. The servants of Allah. This is a title of honor. Abd is generally considered to be someone who is lowly, but Abdullah is the highest rank that a person can reach. And Ibadur Rahman, the plural of Abdullah or Abdur Rahman, the servants of the most merciful. And the beautiful part is how this thing begins. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اسْجُدُوا لِلرَّحْمَنِ When it is said to them to make sajda to Ar-Rahman, they say, who is Ar-Rahman? Which God are you talking about? Okay, that's the rebuttal. How does Allah tell the people who He is? How does He tell them? He tells them, if you want to see, if you want to figure out or discover who Allah is, if you want to figure out who Ar-Rahman is, look at Ibadur Rahman. Look at the true servants of Allah. And you will find God in them. In their practice of Islam, in their worship, you will find who Allah is. Of course, there is ayat of Allah everywhere. That's why Allah begins by talking about the sky. جَعَلَ فِي السَّمَاءِ بُرُوجًا وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا سِرَاجًا وَقَمْرًا مُنِيرًا the things that we see in the sky, the sun and the moon and the stars, and the alternation of the night and the day, the way this cosmos is set up for us, that's how we find Allah, of course. But also how we find Allah is through the righteous servants of Allah. Allahu Akbar. If you want to know who God is, you look at the servants of God, and that's where you will really find who Allah is. Ibadur Rahman. And their characteristics are described. Yamshuna ala al-ardi hauna. They walk gently on the earth, right? They don't walk around as if they are the most important person in the world. They don't walk around like they own everything and they're pretentious. They're gentle, they're humble. Even if they're extremely special, yet they're humble. And when someone tries to confront them and tries to escalate them into a confrontation, قَالُوا سَلَامًا Peace. They don't want any trouble. We don't want any confrontation. They are the ones who this attitude is there because يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا They spend their nights making sajda and standing. And this is, alhamdulillah, a great opportunity because we're spending our nights right now doing exactly that. We ask Allah to make us of Ibadur Rahman. They're the ones who make dua. Allah, رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ Take the punishment of hellfire away from us. إِنَّا ذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا غَرَامٌ مِنَ الْغَرْمِ Right? A debt. Its punishment is binding. Just like how a debt is like, you know, binding to a person. You have to pay it back. This is how this punishment is. It's binding. Allah, take it away from us. These people understand that this is a reality and they're asking Allah's protection from it. Then, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا They spend. But they don't just spend recklessly. Just spending without thinking. When they spend, lam yusrifu, they don't overspend, walam yaqturu, and they don't be miserly. Kana bayna dhalika qawama, this beautiful balance. Allahu Akbar. Sometimes you hear, you know, irresponsible things said about spending in Islam. Spend and Allah will give you. Of course Allah will give you. But this is also what Allah says, right? Kana bayna dhalika qawama, we always keep a balance. We always keep our priorities. And we start with the first priority first, which is our family, and then our relatives, and then whatever else we give, alhamdulillah. But this is the beauty of the Qur'an. It tells you there is a balance, even in the way we spend. Of course, they don't make dua to anybody other than Allah. They don't commit murder, which is one of the greatest sins. وَلَا يَزْنُونَ And they don't commit zina, extramarital affairs, or you know, intimacy outside of marriage. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ Check this part out. The one who does that, يَلْقَ أَثَامًا Will face extreme sin, and their punishment will be doubled on the day of judgment, and they would be in that situation in a state of perpetuity. Illa man tab, except for the one who taba, repents. Number one, wa amana, believes, wa amila amalan saliha, and he does a good deed. Subhanallah. Three things. Taba, they accept that something went wrong, and they want to change. وَآمَنَا They renew their iman. I need to fix up my priorities. I need to fix my relationship with Allah. I need to believe correctly again because I have strayed too far. وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا Two meanings here. عَمِلَ عَمَلًا Because this is like مَفْعُول مُطْلَق in Arabic. Like it's to emphasize. They're doing it. Right? The other meaning is عَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا They start with one good deed. They start with one because that's how you start. Right? The way back from mistakes like this, imagine this person just did zina, just, you know, had an affair with a woman, or a woman having an affair with a man. How do you recover from that? Taba, feel that something went wrong. Repent by renewing the faith and start by doing one good thing. And if that becomes a habit, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ That's the people, Allah will not just forgive them, He will turn their sins into good deeds. Allahu Akbar. Their sins will become good deeds for them. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do. That's how forgiving and merciful He is. That is who Ar-Rahman is. And these are Ibadur Rahman. And there's of course more details. I will not take much of your time, but I encourage you to read about this. And I encourage you to ponder over Allah's mercy. How merciful and how supremely forgiving He is, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can never lose hope. This is what Shaitan wants. He wants us to lose hope that you're too bad. You're beyond hope. You're useless. That's what Shaitan wants us to think. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like, no, you come back and you start with one good deed. And I'll turn all your sins into good. That's how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. We ask Allah to have mercy on us and to forgive our sins. Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.